Most people drift through life reacting to pressure, emotion, and circumstance. They chase clarity through noise and lose strength through distraction. But there are a few who move differently. They think in structure, act with precision, and remain composed while the world fragments around them. These are the ones who build their power in silence, the ones who rise without permission. This is how winners think. Their advantage is not luck or talent, it is architecture. They have trained their mind to operate like an instrument of order. Emotion does not rule them. Fear does not stop them. Each decision is a calculation. Each action is aligned with a code. The Stoic called it discipline of the soul. The modern winner calls it control. Whatever the name, it is the same power. The ability to direct oneself completely. When the crowd hesitates, they move. When chaos rises, they sharpen. They do not seek peace by avoiding struggle. They find peace by mastering it. Theirs is not an ordinary mind, but one built through clarity, restraint, and unbreakable focus. If you want to understand how winners think, not in theory but in truth, begin here, where thought becomes command and self-mastery becomes destiny. Winners do not think in reactions, they think in systems. Their mind is not a scattered collection of impulses responding to emotion, but a network of disciplined operations guided by purpose. Where others see confusion, the winner identifies patterns. Where others waste thought in speculation, the winner channels it into evaluation. Every thought that enters their awareness is filtered, weighed, and used as a component within a larger structure of direction. Their mental energy is never left idle. The architecture of a winning mind begins with clarity. Without clarity, strength becomes aggression without purpose, and intelligence becomes calculation without meaning. The Stoic understood this 2,000 years ago. Clarity is the foundation that allows discipline to operate without friction. A person who sees clearly no longer spends energy fighting their own uncertainty. They act in straight lines. Their thoughts no longer drift toward what they cannot control, and their attention becomes a tool instead of a weakness. Winners structure their thoughts the way an engineer structures machinery. Every movement must serve function. They do not indulge in hypothetical outcomes or emotional commentary about their situation. They analyze, they decide, they execute. This sequence becomes instinct through repetition. Once it is habitual, it no longer drains energy. It produces it. The winner begins each day not asking what will happen, but what must be done. The mental posture is proactive, never reactive. There is a discipline to how they interpret difficulty. The average mind meets a problem and searches for someone to blame. The winning mind meets the same problem and searches for leverage. They do not personalize the obstacle, they dissect it. Every setback becomes information. Every conflict becomes data. Emotion is not suppressed, it is directed. The Stoic did not seek to erase emotion, only to rule it. The winner understands this balance instinctively. Emotion is energy, but only if guided by reason. Their internal dialogue is stripped of noise. They do not argue with themselves about things they cannot alter. They do not fantasize about what others think. The winner's inner voice is concise, directive, and functional. It is not a chorus of moods. It is a command center. Each mental command is aligned with a specific principle: focus, endurance, precision, and control. These principles form the operational code of their mind. Every decision they make passes through a simple filter. Does this align with what I am building? This single question removes distraction faster than motivation ever could. Motivation fades, alignment endures. Winners understand that thinking is not about excitement, it is about alignment. To think as a winner is to continually return thought to structure. Every emotion, every impulse, every choice is measured against an internal blueprint. That blueprint is the standard by which they think, act, and recover. There is no interest in appearing consistent to others. There is interest only in being consistent within. The average person tries to appear disciplined. The winner simply is. This internal consistency makes their thought unbreakable. They no longer require approval or reassurance to act. They move with certainty because their reasoning has been sharpened against reality. Self-respect is the byproduct of accurate thought, repeatedly tested against consequence. A winner does not waste time thinking about what they deserve. They think about what they can execute. Entitlement is a form of mental decay. It shifts attention outward. Winners reverse the direction of thought back inward. They use evaluation, not emotion, as the source of their self-assessment. They measure worth by performance, not perception. This keeps the mind clean of self-pity and free from dependency. The Stoic approach to thought was identical. Marcus Aurelius wrote not to impress others, but to organize his own reasoning. His journals were systems maintenance for the mind. Each page refined his logic, aligned his principles, and removed excess emotion. Winners do the same today. They write, reflect, and systematize their thought not for inspiration, but for calibration. Thinking clearly is not an act of intelligence alone. It is an act of discipline. Winners view their mind as a muscle to be trained. Each morning thought is an opportunity for precision. Each decision tests control. They observe their own thinking as if monitoring an instrument. If it wavers, they correct it. If it drifts, they tighten focus. They are technicians of their own cognition. This level of self-observation is not self-consciousness. It is self-command. It builds the kind of awareness that keeps thought under obedience to principle. A mind trained this way no longer seeks permission to act. It recognizes its own direction as law. The internal noise that weakens others, the doubt, the comparison, the regret, has no access here. It is not that the winner never feels them. They simply have nowhere to land. There is no ungoverned space for weakness to grow. The mind is organized, disciplined, and aligned around purpose. This is how winners think, with order, with direction, with control. Every layer of that thinking serves function. Clarity anchors their reasoning. Discipline drives their execution. Emotional control stabilizes their decision-making. Reflection keeps the system clean. Action renews energy. The Stoic and the modern winner are the same in this regard. Both see life as a field for internal governance. To rule one's mind is to rule one's life. Nothing external can truly command a person who commands thought. Thinking as a winner is not about optimism or constant positivity. It is about functional realism, seeing things exactly as they are and acting within that reality without complaint. The average mind wastes energy rejecting what already exists. The winning mind accepts it, processes it, and moves forward. Acceptance is not surrender, it is clarity. Once accepted, the energy once lost in resistance becomes available for strategy. This is why winners move faster. Their thought is streamlined by acceptance and powered by direction. They are immune to noise because their inner reasoning is louder. This silence of distraction is the result of mental structure. Winners design their internal environment with the same care others design their external one. The world can fluctuate, people can change, outcomes can shift, yet their internal architecture remains stable. From this stability comes power. From this power comes calm. From calm comes control. This is the architecture of a winning mind, Clarity before emotion, discipline before expression, direction before reaction. The one who masters these pillars no longer lives as a reactor to the world, but as a constructor of it. Their thought is their empire. Their discipline is their defense. Their clarity is their weapon. And through this inner structure, they remain undefeated regardless of circumstance. Focus is the foundation that transforms clarity into command. Without focus, even a disciplined mind diffuses its strength. The Stoic understood that attention is the true currency of power. What the mind attends to, it multiplies. Winners control attention with the same precision a sculptor controls the chisel. Every thought directed is a cut toward form. Every distraction entertained is erosion. Focus is not concentration alone, it is elimination. The winner builds environments that protect attention. They do not wait for motivation to arrive, they remove the need for it. Their surroundings, routines, and choices are designed to reduce friction between intent and action. This is not rigidity, it is efficiency. They understand that freedom without direction is decay. Each system they create reduces the possibility of drift. When others are reacting to stimuli, the winner is already acting within design. To focus is to resist dispersion. The average person's attention is divided between emotion, approval, and anxiety. The winner's attention is unified under purpose. This unity of thought generates intensity. It allows full cognitive energy to move in a single direction. The Stoic called this prohairesis, the directing faculty. To strengthen it is to reclaim the will from chaos. Every time the winner refuses distraction, they reinforce authority over mind. Focus is the practice of sovereignty. Sustained attention is not natural in a world built for interruption. The winner compensates through structure. They schedule silence. They control input. They design routines that remove uncertainty about when to act. This level of order is not obsession. It is strategic conservation of energy. Energy leaks where boundaries are weak. By protecting time and space for focused effort, the winner protects momentum. Momentum is built not through speed, but through uninterrupted sequence. Focus also governs emotion. When attention is under control, emotion follows. Anxiety cannot dominate a mind preoccupied with execution. The winner does not dwell on outcomes because their focus is anchored in process. The Stoic perspective aligns perfectly with this. What is under control is effort. What is outside control is noise. By disciplining focus, the winner eliminates the space in which worry breeds. Peace becomes the natural byproduct of sustained engagement. Focus refines perception. The more one trains it, the more detail becomes visible. Winners see nuance where others see confusion. They spot the single variable that alters an entire outcome. This precision in observation translates to precision in action. A mind that can isolate the essential acts faster and with greater impact. Every decision becomes cleaner, every correction faster, every result sharper. The focused mind is not narrow, it is directed. It can expand or contract at will. It knows when to zoom in on details and when to widen its perspective. This elasticity comes from discipline, not impulse. Winners practice shifting focus intentionally, never by mood. They command their own lens. They understand that awareness must adapt to the demands of strategy without losing the thread of purpose. Distraction, to the winner, is not a minor inconvenience. It is an enemy of architecture. Each moment of scattered thought weakens structural integrity. They do not negotiate with distraction. They remove it. Every small cut of inattention is treated as corrosion. This vigilance creates a mental environment where clarity thrives. In this space, ideas sharpen, decisions harden, and execution accelerates. Focus transforms time. It multiplies the value of every minute by extracting its full potential. The same hour wasted by one person becomes a weapon in the hands of another. Winners live within expanded time because they live with reduced noise. They extract progress from moments others overlook. This is the secret advantage of mental control. It converts ordinary intervals into compound growth. Focus is the quiet authority behind achievement. It does not seek attention, it builds it. The world eventually recognizes those who have remained concentrated while others were scattered. Every outcome that appears effortless is the visible result of years of disciplined focus. This is how winners think. Attention governed, energy conserved, execution consistent, purpose intact. Their strength is not in aggression, but in unwavering direction. Momentum is the state in which thought and action merge into flow. It is not speed without control, but control expressed through continuous motion. Winners understand that progress does not emerge from bursts of effort, but from consistency that compounds. Each small act, executed without hesitation, becomes the fuel that keeps the system alive. The Stoic would describe this as the alignment between intention and action, where the will is never idle. Momentum is built from structure, not mood. Those who depend on inspiration wait for conditions that may never arrive. The winner constructs momentum deliberately. Their habits act as rails that guide movement even when energy fades. Because their process is designed, not improvised, they remain in motion when others stall. This mechanical reliability of habit transforms endurance into identity. What once required effort becomes the default mode of existence. The Stoic mind sees momentum as the natural reward of order. A disordered person stops when emotion fluctuates. The ordered person moves because action itself sustains emotion. Winners protect this continuity at all costs. They understand that stillness without purpose invites regression. To remain still too long is to lose precision, discipline, and drive. Every action, no matter how small, serves as proof of persistence. Fatigue tests momentum more than any obstacle. It exposes whether movement is fueled by emotion or by system. Winners endure fatigue because their actions are guided by principle, not feeling. They do not depend on excitement to continue. They continue because motion is integrated into identity. This is what separates the disciplined from the impulsive. The source of action is internal law, not external stimulation. Momentum also exists within thought. Mental motion is the uninterrupted flow of clarity. When the mind halts in over-analysis, energy decays. Winners avoid stagnation by returning thought to principle. When questions multiply, they return to their code: clarity, control, execution. This redirection restores movement. Their thinking never collapses into confusion because it always has a point of reference. Momentum in thought preserves momentum in action. Every repetition strengthens this feedback loop. Action sharpens thought. Thought refines action. The two feed each other until momentum becomes self-sustaining. This state is not luck. It is engineered. The Stoic called it living in accordance with nature, meaning alignment with the essential laws of order and function. Winners replicate that law within themselves. Their life becomes an expression of internal symmetry between intention and motion. Momentum eliminates hesitation. When one acts continuously, decisions require less debate. The path narrows to what must be done. This creates calm under pressure. The mind no longer overreacts to obstacles because it is already engaged in forward movement. The disciplined individual feels no shock from difficulty. They are already in motion when it arrives. Resistance meets a moving force, and is absorbed without disruption. A winner's sense of time changes within momentum. The hours lose weight because the process carries itself. Tasks flow into each other with rhythm. What others experience as fatigue, the winner experiences as intensity. They do not need external validation because the motion itself becomes reward. This self-reinforcing energy builds the psychological endurance required to outlast inconsistency in others. Momentum also stabilizes emotion. The individual in motion feels purpose. Purpose regulates the inner world more effectively than reflection alone. The Stoic understood that virtue was not static goodness, but active order. Winners translate that philosophy into kinetic form. Each act aligned with purpose strengthens emotional balance. Momentum replaces anxiety with certainty. The mind anchored in execution has no room for disorder. The maintenance of momentum requires periodic recalibration. The winner does not run blindly. They pause with intention, not confusion. They review progress, refine systems, and return to motion quickly. These pauses are strategic, not indulgent. The Stoic practice of reflection served this same role, to examine without dwelling, to correct without collapse. Reflection is not retreat. It is repair. Momentum is not loud. It is the quiet hum of sustained direction. It has no need for external recognition because the movement itself is proof. The one who maintains it becomes unstoppable, not through force, but through continuity. This is how winners think. Motion sustained by structure, endurance guided by principle, persistence forged into rhythm. They do not chase energy. They generate it through motion aligned with will. Failure is not the opposite of success for the disciplined mind. It is a measurement of integrity. The winner views failure as structural data. It reveals weakness, misalignment, or lack of clarity. Where most people collapse into emotion, the winner treats failure as feedback. The Stoic perspective reinforces this. Nothing is inherently good or bad until the mind interprets it. Failure, when examined without distortion, becomes one of the most accurate teachers of truth. When failure occurs, the average person looks outward for explanation. The winner looks inward for architecture. They dissect the event in silence. What variable broke? What pattern repeated? What emotion interfered with execution? Every failure becomes a form of intelligence when processed through this lens. It is not the setback that defines the person, but how quickly they translate it into structure. This translation transforms pain into precision. Failure sharpens focus. It removes fantasy. The winner no longer assumes effort alone guarantees results. They understand that execution without awareness creates blind spots. Through failure, they refine perception. Each collapse reveals where control was assumed but never established. The Stoic understood this as the practice of negative visualization, anticipating what can fail, not to despair, but to prepare. Winners live in that clarity. They do not fear outcomes. They fortify against them. The disciplined mind does not deny disappointment. It experiences it fully but without attachment. Emotion is acknowledged, then stored as information. This separation between feeling and analysis is the mark of maturity. The Stoic did not reject emotion. They controlled its narrative. Winners operate in the same way. They feel the weight of loss, but never let it define the next action. Recovery begins the moment observation replaces reaction. Failure tests identity. The person whose worth depends on outcome will disintegrate when results vanish. The person whose worth is built on discipline remains stable. Winners understand that results fluctuate, standards do not. Their self-respect is not built on victory, but on execution according to principle. When they fall short, they return to their foundation. Control what can be controlled, release what cannot. This principle keeps their identity unbroken, even when progress slows. The Stoic concept of amor fati, love of fate, captures this mindset. The winner accepts every failure as necessary material. They do not resent difficulty, they absorb it into design. What happens is not outside the plan, it becomes part of it. This internal framing prevents bitterness from forming. Each event is used, not avoided. The ability to turn every loss into leverage is the hallmark of disciplined intelligence. Winners do not rush recovery. They restore systems before they restore confidence. The untrained mind seeks emotional reassurance after failure. The disciplined mind seeks mechanical correction. What went wrong in planning, in execution, in consistency? They study the process until it yields clarity. From this comes a deeper form of confidence, not the fragile kind built on success, but the stable kind built on proof of adaptation. Failure also strengthens resilience through repetition. Exposure builds tolerance. The more one faces controlled failure, the less emotional weight it carries. Winners deliberately practice difficulty to reduce its shock. They simulate adversity through discipline. Cold environments, early hours, strict routines all serve the same function: to make the body and mind familiar with discomfort. The Stoic called this voluntary hardship. The winner calls it preparation. Failure clarifies relationships. When success fades, only those aligned with truth remain. The winner values this filtration. They do not fear solitude that follows collapse. In that silence, they find accuracy. The opinions that surrounded them during success dissolve, leaving only the internal voice. That voice becomes the compass again. It is in failure that independence is rebuilt, and in independence that strength matures. The disciplined person never dramatizes failure. They do not speak of it as tragedy. They classify it. Was it technical, strategic, psychological? This classification prevents emotion from merging with analysis. The Stoic method of reasoning through difficulty mirrors this practice. By defining the cause, one removes mystery. What is understood can be corrected. What is dramatized remains unsolved. There is an elegance to how winners endure failure. They do not justify or excuse. They simply refine. This quiet correction is invisible to most. They rebuild their systems without announcing recovery. Their pride is in restoration, not in recognition. Failure becomes the background process that upgrades their method. By the time others notice their return, they are already operating on a new level of efficiency. The mind that treats failure correctly becomes indestructible. It no longer reacts with panic. It analyzes, recalibrates, and moves. This sequence repeats until adaptation is automatic. The Stoic understood that external events cannot wound a mind that has trained its interpretation. Winners replicate this philosophy through constant recalibration. They expect resistance and plan to integrate it. Nothing surprises them for long. Each failure builds psychological endurance. The emotional impact lessens, but the insight deepens. The winner begins to value adversity not as punishment, but as process. It becomes proof of pursuit. Those who never fail are those who never stretch. The Stoic saw difficulty as the arena of virtue. The winner sees it as the gym of adaptation. In both cases, failure is fuel. Failure separates temporary ambition from true discipline. Those who were motivated disappear. Those who were committed remain. The winner does not rebuild from hope, but from order. Their systems outlive mood. This continuity is what creates mastery. They no longer chase results. They construct inevitability. Each correction brings them closer to precision until success becomes the logical consequence of structure. In the end, failure becomes familiar territory. It no longer holds fear. The Stoic called this tranquility the state of being unmoved by external change. The winner reaches it through repetition. They have failed often, learned completely, and rebuilt repeatedly. The process no longer threatens identity. It strengthens it. This is how winners think. Failure processed into design. Adversity translated into growth. Loss converted into command. Self-respect is the internal stability that sustains motion when results fluctuate. It is not pride or vanity, but structural certainty built through repeated alignment with one's own standards. Winners understand that without self-respect, discipline becomes punishment and success becomes accident. The Stoic taught that integrity is doing what is right, regardless of witness. The disciplined person lives by this principle daily. Their self-regard is not emotional, it is architectural. Each time a person acts according to their standard, they reinforce their identity. The mind begins to associate obedience to principle with strength. This creates an internal economy of respect that no external failure can bankrupt. Winners draw power from this inner consistency. They do not need applause to confirm direction. Their validation is mechanical. Did I do what I said I would do? This question becomes their compass. The Stoic wrote of living in agreement with nature. For the modern winner, that nature is internal order. When thought, intention, and action align, the person experiences coherence. This coherence feels like strength because it removes friction. A disordered person spends energy reconciling their own contradictions. A disciplined person saves that energy for creation. Self-respect, then, is efficiency, the absence of internal conflict. Discipline without self-respect leads to resentment. Winners avoid this by ensuring their rules serve a higher logic. Every boundary, every system, every standard must contribute to clarity, not control for its own sake. This keeps their discipline purposeful, not oppressive. They do not follow rules blindly, they design them consciously. In this way, discipline becomes self-expression rather than self-denial. When self-respect deepens, external judgment loses relevance. Praise does not inflate, criticism does not pierce. The person becomes sovereign in evaluation. The Stoic considered this freedom to be unmoved by external opinion, because the internal judge is already awake. Winners live within this quiet sovereignty. Their peace does not depend on outcomes, because their worth is measured by alignment, not applause. Self-respect also governs recovery. When failure occurs, they do not collapse into guilt or denial. They analyze and correct without self-hatred. The mind that respects itself does not punish. It improves. The Stoic warned against self-condemnation as a waste of reason. Winners practice the same restraint. They do not insult themselves for imperfection. They repair the mechanism. As self-respect grows, identity becomes durable. The individual no longer shifts personality to match circumstance. Their posture, tone, and choices remain consistent because they originate from structure, not mood. Others may call this confidence, but it is precision of self. The Stoic would recognize it as constancy, the rare state of being the same in calm or storm. This is how winners think: self-respect as foundation, discipline as proof, and coherence as strength. Their identity is not declared, but demonstrated. Each day's consistency hardens the framework of who they are until it no longer bends under pressure. From this internal architecture, they build endurance, command, and peace, not by seeking validation, but by becoming the standard itself. Emotion in the untrained mind governs thought. In the disciplined mind, it obeys it. The Stoic understood that emotional control was not suppression, but command. To feel is natural. To be ruled by feeling is voluntary. Winners comprehend this distinction. They do not attempt to eliminate emotion. They regulate it, directing its force into precision and execution. Where others are carried by waves, they become the tide. Emotional governance begins with awareness. The average person experiences emotion as an event. The winner perceives it as a signal. Each reaction becomes data about values, perception, and attachment. Anger reveals resistance. Fear exposes miscalculation. Envy uncovers comparison. To govern emotion is to translate it into information before it becomes interference. This act of observation interrupts the automatic loop between feeling and reaction. Once seen clearly, emotion loses its authority. The Stoic called this process the discipline of assent. The moment between stimulus and judgment, where the mind decides whether to accept or reject an impression. Winners live within that moment. They do not give automatic approval to thought or emotion. Every feeling passes through the filter of reason. If it contributes to clarity, it is used. If it distorts perception, it is dismissed. This is not detachment in the cold sense. It is refinement of perception. Calmness for the winner is not passive stillness. It is stored energy under control. They can act with intensity without agitation. They can respond with precision while others are disoriented. Calmness gives them more time per moment, a slower internal clock in which decisions unfold clearly. The Stoic defined this as ataraxia, the absence of disturbance. The winner achieves it not through avoidance, but through structure, systems that maintain composure even under chaos. Emotional control is a form of efficiency. Every outburst wastes time and weakens focus. The winner treats emotion like electricity, powerful when directed, destructive when loose. They channel anger into discipline, fear into preparation, and excitement into momentum. This redirection transforms volatility into power. Emotion becomes fuel for motion rather than interference in process. The Stoic ideal of rational emotion, euphorrhea, finds its modern equivalent here, emotion disciplined by understanding. The disciplined person trains their emotional baseline the way an athlete trains endurance, through repetition, challenge, and deliberate exposure to discomfort. They lower their reactivity threshold. This training makes peace functional, not circumstantial. The world no longer dictates their state, their structure does. Winners practice this constantly. They expose themselves to stress, critique, and uncertainty intentionally to increase control. The Stoic called this premeditation of adversity, imagining future hardship to reduce its sting. The winner turns this imagination into practice. In relationships, emotional governance protects integrity. The winner does not react to provocation. They respond only when it serves structure. This makes them unreadable to manipulation. Praise does not distract them. Insult does not provoke them. Their self-command intimidates those who rely on emotional games. The Stoic practiced the same restraint. Respond to reason, not to impulse. The modern winner applies this daily in business, conflict, and communication. Their calmness unsettles those who depend on reaction. Emotionally governed people make better decisions because they experience reality without distortion. Emotion, when uncontrolled, bends perception toward preference. Fear exaggerates threat, desire minimizes risk. The winner, guided by reason, sees what is, not what is feared or hoped. Their emotional neutrality produces sharper judgment. The Stoic mind valued truth above comfort. The winner mirrors this by prioritizing clarity over validation. They do not need to feel right to be right. Emotional governance also dictates endurance. The person who cannot stabilize emotion cannot sustain progress. Mood-driven action exhausts itself. Winners pace their emotional expenditure like a strategist managing resources. They understand that every surge of anger or anxiety drains focus. By remaining calm, they conserve energy for execution. Their composure is not softness, it is optimization. They reach farther because their effort is continuous, not fragmented by volatility. The governed mind does not eliminate emotion. It orchestrates it. Each feeling has a role. Anger sharpens edges. Fear sharpens caution. Love sharpens loyalty. The disciplined individual integrates them under will. This integration transforms emotion into strength rather than chaos. The Stoic ideal of harmony between reason and emotion becomes visible here, a state in which feeling enhances rather than clouds judgment. The winner's calmness is contagious. In teams, it becomes stability. In conflict, it becomes leverage. People instinctively follow those who remain composed when pressure rises. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus taught that leadership begins with self-rule. The winner leads by demonstrating mastery of emotion. Their presence steadies others. They become the fixed point in the room, the person whose state cannot be hijacked by circumstance. To maintain this level of control, winners build rituals that regulate emotional chemistry. Physical training resets tension. Reflection clarifies mental clutter. Limited digital input protects focus. Controlled solitude resets perspective. These habits form an emotional operating system that maintains equilibrium under stress. The Stoic morning and evening reflections served the same function, calibrating the mind before engagement and cleansing it before rest. Emotion is never the enemy. Disorder is. The winner accepts emotion as a feature of humanity, not a flaw. Their mastery lies in integration. To feel deeply and act rationally, that is the highest form of strength. The Stoic called it virtue. The modern winner calls it control. Both describe the same state. Command over the internal landscape that no external force can breach. The path to emotional governance is lifelong. There is no permanent mastery, only higher thresholds of awareness. Winners do not expect perfection, they expect vigilance. Each day presents new tests of composure. Each test refines response. Over time, emotional governance becomes less about suppression and more about alignment. Emotion flowing through structure like water through a channel, powerful yet contained. This is how winners think. Emotion observed, disciplined, and directed. Their calm is earned, not inherited. Their reactions are measured, not absent. They live in the space between impulse and choice, where freedom exists. Through this command, they turn feeling into force, reaction into response, and chaos into order. In that order, they find the unshakable strength of the Stoic, peace through power. Decision-making begins long before the moment of choice. It begins with perception, the accuracy with which the mind receives reality. Winners understand that under pressure, most errors occur not in execution, but in perception. The Stoic framed this as the first discipline, to see clearly. In moments of stress, emotion distorts sight, urgency compresses time, and fear bends interpretation. The disciplined person trains to neutralize these distortions before they arise. They do not trust first impressions. They examine them. They remove emotional color until only data remains. Perception under pressure requires preparation in calm. The mind cannot build clarity in chaos if it never trained for it in stillness. Winners condition their perception through routine reflection. They study cause and effect, decision and outcome, until pattern recognition becomes instinct. When crisis arrives, they are not improvising, They are recalling structure. Their calm is not personality, it is preparation expressed. The Stoic practiced this daily, visualizing adversity to build familiarity. The winner applies the same principle. The more one anticipates pressure, the less it distorts perception. The disciplined mind separates fact from interpretation. A failed result is fact. The story attached to it, failure, loss, injustice, is interpretation. Pressure amplifies this confusion. Winners correct it instantly. They ask, what actually happened? Not what they felt happened. This separation gives them time, and time gives them control. Every second reclaimed from panic becomes an advantage. Under pressure, clarity is currency. Judgment is the translation of perception into choice. It is the architecture of decision under limited information. The Stoic taught that virtue resides in the use of reason, the ability to act according to correct understanding. Winners embody this principle when they decide. They do not chase certainty, they build probability. They know that under stress, waiting for perfect clarity is paralysis. The disciplined individual moves when there is enough data to act, not all data to guarantee. Movement creates information. Hesitation creates confusion. Sound judgment depends on hierarchy of principle. Winners decide faster because their priorities are already arranged. They do not need to weigh every factor equally. The Stoic hierarchy remains clear. Control what is within, accept what is not. The modern winner translates this into tiers of relevance. What affects mission directly receives attention. What does not is ignored. This internal ranking system prevents overwhelm. Under pressure, the untrained mind tries to consider everything. The trained mind filters instantly. Judgment also requires emotional distance. The more personal a decision feels, the less objective it becomes. Winners create deliberate detachment when stakes are high. They shift perspective from participant to observer. The Stoic called this the view from above, the ability to see oneself as part of a larger system, reducing ego and exaggeration. From this height, fear loses proportion. The mind sees consequences clearly without drama. This aerial perspective turns chaos into pattern, allowing reason to guide motion. A winner's judgment remains practical. They prefer clear action over complex debate. Their reasoning aims at functionality, not philosophy for its own sake. The Stoic distinction between theoretical virtue and practical virtue applies here. Knowledge matters only when it produces movement. Winners decide not to appear wise, but to be effective. They do not indulge in hypotheticals once reality demands motion. Their bias is toward execution, not commentary. Pressure reveals the true structure of thought. When time is limited, only practiced frameworks remain. The winner's judgment under stress is not random. It is the expression of habits tested in calm. Repetition creates reflex. They train decision under simulated stress so that performance under real pressure is automatic. This is why military strategists, surgeons, and traders share the same cognitive discipline. They all practice controlled environments to eliminate hesitation. The Stoic trained mind functions the same way. The rehearsal of principle becomes instinct under duress. Execution under pressure is where philosophy becomes visible. The Stoic said that wisdom without action is useless. Winners measure the mind's strength by its ability to move decisively while remaining composed. Execution is not aggression, it is precision in motion. Every step must preserve order while adapting to shifting conditions. The disciplined person acts without panic because they act within process. Their focus narrows to what must be done in this exact moment, nothing else. Speed and clarity coexist through simplicity. Complex systems collapse when urgency rises. Winners simplify their methods long before they need them. Each protocol is designed for frictionless response. The Stoic valued simplicity as purity of function. Nothing excessive, nothing wasted. Under pressure, minimalism becomes survival. The fewer moving parts in a decision process, the less likely it is to fail when stress compresses attention. Execution also demands composure in communication. A leader's tone under pressure dictates collective state. Winners speak with economy. They remove unnecessary words, transmitting calm through brevity. Their authority is not loud, but clear. The Stoic example of quiet leadership, acting without spectacle, commanding without aggression, remains the model. Those around a calm leader regulate to that calm. Pressure becomes distributed evenly instead of multiplied through panic. Adaptability separates endurance from collapse. The winner understands that no plan survives full contact with reality. Under pressure, rigidity breaks. The disciplined person improvises within boundaries, never abandoning principle, but always adjusting method. The Stoic valued flexibility anchored in virtue. The modern equivalent is fluid strategy grounded in core priorities. Winners pivot quickly without losing alignment. Their stability lies in framework, not form. Recovery after execution is part of decision-making. Once the action is complete, reflection begins. Winners analyze without self-attack. They study sequence, timing, and response for future calibration. The Stoic practice of evening reflection mirrors this. Review without guilt, correction without shame. Continuous feedback ensures that each high-pressure event improves the next. Over time, decision becomes art. Instinct guided by principle, movement balanced by reason. Under pressure, decision-making reveals the entire structure of a person's discipline. Clarity of perception, order of judgment, precision of execution. These three form the triad of command. The Stoic did not seek to eliminate pressure. They sought to perform within it. Winners adopt this same philosophy. They understand that pressure is not the enemy of clarity, but its catalyst. The heat of decision exposes weakness and forges structure. The calm person under pressure is not detached from reality. They are deeply engaged, but on their terms. Every situation becomes a test of internal architecture. If their thinking remains aligned, outcomes cannot shake them. The Stoic described this as indifference to externals, not apathy, but independence. The winner reaches that state through relentless refinement. They do not need perfect conditions to make perfect decisions. They need only discipline to apply principle. Decision-making under pressure, at its highest form, is freedom. The individual no longer reacts, they respond. They are not victims of circumstance, they are operators of it. This is how winners think. Perception trained, judgment ordered, execution clean. Their mind functions as a controlled mechanism, even in chaos. Through this command, they achieve the rarest form of power, the ability to remain rational when everyone else loses structure. The Stoic described the wise person as one whose mind is unshaken in storm. The winner carries that ideal into modern form. Clarity under noise, reason under urgency, precision under fire. Their discipline is not theoretical, it is functional. In every decision, they prove mastery not by victory alone, but by control of the self while the world accelerates. This is the art of judgment under pressure. Measured, unbroken, and exact. Winners do not plan for moments, they plan for eras. Their thinking stretches across years, not hours. The Stoic mind measured life not by fleeting success, but by consistency of principle. The disciplined individual builds in decades because permanence demands patience, Long-term vision is not prediction of the future, it is alignment that endures across it. The winner acts according to systems that outlast emotion and environment. Time is the ultimate test of philosophy. Those who act impulsively achieve flashes of success but decay in repetition. Winners build in rhythm with time itself. They understand that progress compounds through steadiness, not speed. Each correct action, however small, multiplies through consistency. The Stoic analogy of nature applies here. An oak does not grow by force, but by constant nourishment. The winner models the same patience, growth through persistence. Long-term vision begins with an unchanging core. Principles serve as the anchor while strategies adapt. The Stoic viewed virtue as the only stable foundation. The winner translates this into unbreakable discipline. Markets shift, environments change, relationships evolve, but principle holds. This constancy allows them to navigate uncertainty without losing identity. Their goals may evolve, but their method remains rooted in order. The mind that thinks long-term values repetition over novelty. The untrained seek excitement, the disciplined seek refinement. Winners treat each day as calibration. They iterate systems instead of reinventing them. The Stoic emphasis on daily reflection mirrors this behavior. Improvement becomes less about inspiration and more about maintenance. Over years, maintenance becomes mastery. The ordinary becomes art through precision repeated. Patience is a form of intelligence. The ability to delay gratification is the mark of depth. Winners view time as a strategic ally. They resist urgency not because they are slow, but because they understand scale. The Stoic valued control of impulse as the highest rational act. The modern equivalent is long-term consistency amid distraction. While others chase trends, the winner compounds advantage quietly through endurance. Long-term vision also demands strategic detachment from results. To build across decades, one must detach from daily outcomes. Winners measure trajectory, not emotion. A single setback means nothing within a system of alignment. The Stoic principle of focusing only on what can be controlled becomes the foundation of patience. Control effort, refine method, and allow time to reveal value. This orientation produces stability under uncertainty. Sustainability replaces intensity as the measure of greatness. Winners structure their lives for repeatable excellence. They balance effort and recovery, ambition and reflection. The Stoic ideal of moderation, strength without excess, drive without exhaustion, anchors this approach. By designing for longevity, the winner ensures that their peak performance lasts beyond short cycles of motivation. They become constant while others burn out. Legacy becomes the ultimate expression of long-term vision. The disciplined mind does not seek fame, but impact that persists. Their actions build systems that outlive them. The Stoic pursuit of virtue as immortality through influence mirrors this. The winner views every choice as a contribution to a larger structure. The consistency of their standard becomes their legacy, the architecture of a mind that refused decay. To think long-term is to live with proportion. It requires awareness of mortality without fear of it. The Stoic meditated on death to clarify value. The winner uses the same awareness to filter triviality. When life is seen in total scale, urgency fades and purpose sharpens. Each act becomes deliberate, each effort becomes investment. Their peace comes from knowing that time works for them, not against them. This is how winners think. Beyond the immediate, beyond emotion, beyond the noise. They build for permanence through patience, sustain progress through structure, and measure success by alignment maintained through time. Their victory is not a moment, but a continuum, a disciplined rhythm between order, action, and endurance that defines the architecture of a lasting mind. Detachment is not distance, it is precision. The Stoic did not withdraw from life, but moved through it with clear control. Winners live by the same law. They do not detach to escape emotion, they detach to master it. Detachment, in its truest form, is the disciplined separation between perception and reaction. It is the ability to act without being absorbed by the outcome. This state cannot be achieved through avoidance, only through understanding. The untrained mind confuses detachment with indifference. To be indifferent is to stop caring. To be detached is to care correctly. The Stoic cared deeply about virtue, duty, and clarity, but they refused to be ruled by circumstance. Winners mirror this discipline. They invest completely in action, yet remain untouched by its result. Their peace does not depend on victory, only on execution according to principle. Control begins where attachment ends. The person who depends on results for identity becomes enslaved by volatility. When the outcome shifts, their confidence collapses. The detached individual stays centered because their foundation is internal. They operate from standards, not outcomes. This orientation makes them unbreakable. The Stoic described it as freedom through reason, liberation from external dependence. True detachment is forged through confrontation with loss. The Stoic practiced imagining loss not to induce fear, but to neutralize it. Winners apply this with discipline. They rehearse adversity mentally until it loses shock value. By accepting impermanence as natural, they remove the element of surprise that destabilizes others. Detachment, therefore, is preparation, readiness to meet change without emotional collapse. Attachment is a form of possession, and possession breeds fear. The more one clings, the more one fears to lose. The winner understands that control over outcomes is an illusion. Control over response is the only certainty. They release their grasp on what cannot be held. This release does not reduce effort, it refines it. Every action becomes pure execution, free from hesitation created by emotional attachment. In practice, detachment is expressed through presence. The detached individual lives entirely in execution, not anticipation. Their mind is not divided between what might happen and what is happening. The Stoic referred to this as the discipline of the present moment. Winners build systems that keep them grounded in immediate control. The future is considered strategically, but lived tactically, one precise action at a time. Detachment is not suppression. Suppression resists emotion, detachment redirects it. The difference lies in control of narrative. When frustration arises, the detached mind channels it into refinement. When fear surfaces, it becomes preparation. When disappointment appears, it becomes analysis. Winners never deny their emotions, they domesticate them. The Stoic called this emotional transmutation, turning passion into strength through understanding. The practice of control begins with observation. Before one can master a reaction, one must witness it. The detached individual maintains internal surveillance. They watch thoughts without immediate response. This delay is the birthplace of control. Within that pause, reason has time to intervene. The Stoic used journaling to strengthen this observation, transforming thought into structured analysis. The winner practices the same discipline daily, refining mental awareness through reflection. Control also requires economy of attention. The mind cannot remain detached while scattered. Winners guard attention as the highest currency. They choose carefully what enters their awareness, because every input shapes perception. The Stoic principle of guarding the mind's gates applies directly. To control attention, is to control emotion. To control emotion is to command behavior. This hierarchy defines mental sovereignty. In relationships, detachment prevents dependency. Winners love fully but without possession. They offer loyalty without demand for return. Their connection is chosen, not needed. This independence strengthens intimacy because it removes fear of loss. The Stoics' love was pure precisely because it accepted impermanence. The modern equivalent is emotional maturity, commitment without control, affection without insecurity. Detachment sharpens perception of truth. When personal bias fades, reality becomes visible. The attached mind sees what it wants. The detached mind sees what is. This clarity enhances strategy. The Stoic commitment to reason above emotion was not coldness. It was pursuit of accuracy. Winners adopt the same stance. They prefer truth, even when uncomfortable, over illusions that soothe. Their decisions remain clean because their perception remains pure. Control also manifests in speech. The detached individual speaks with restraint. They do not rush to justify, argue, or react. Silence becomes a form of authority. The Stoic spoke only when necessary, choosing precision over volume. Winners practice this restraint deliberately. Every word must serve clarity or command. Emotional language weakens authority. Controlled expression reinforces it. The Stoic viewed fate as neutral. Events unfold according to law, not preference. Winners interpret life the same way. They do not expect fairness. They expect cause and effect. Detachment is their defense against disappointment. They see outcomes as data, not judgment. This mindset converts frustration into information. Control emerges naturally when interpretation aligns with fact. A detached mind remains creative under pressure. Because emotion no longer hijacks thought, innovation becomes easier. Fear of loss restricts imagination. Detachment frees it. The Stoic believed that freedom of mind was the highest virtue. The winner experiences this as flow, effortless movement of thought unblocked by anxiety. Their creativity is grounded, not chaotic, because it operates within the boundaries of discipline. Control of emotion creates continuity. Winners sustain long cycles of performance because they do not waste energy on volatility. Every surge of frustration or joy consumes mental resources. Detachment preserves energy by stabilizing reaction. The Stoic pursuit of equanimity had this same purpose, to make peace functional. The winner translates peace into performance, maintaining steady execution regardless of mood. Detachment also refines ambition. When desire is excessive, it breeds desperation. When it is controlled, it fuels precision. The Stoic ideal of moderation applies directly to success. Winners want deeply, but they want correctly. Their desire is for excellence, not attention. They chase alignment, not applause. This form of ambition cannot be corrupted because it is anchored in self-control. Control transforms uncertainty into advantage. While others panic at unpredictability, the detached mind adapts. It recognizes that change reveals opportunity faster than stability. The Stoic viewed adversity as material for virtue. Winners see volatility as material for growth. They remain unmoved, not because they are indifferent, but because they understand that chaos always hides leverage. To remain detached is to protect identity. When outcomes or opinions cannot define the self, stability becomes permanent. The Stoic defined this as self-sufficiency, the state in which happiness depends only on virtue. The winner lives within this independence. Their self-worth is not negotiated through external validation. This detachment grants the freedom to move with purpose, unburdened by approval or rejection. Control is sustained through discipline of environment. The detached mind cannot exist in constant noise. Winners design surroundings that support stillness, structured routines, minimalist spaces, predictable rhythms. The Stoics sought simplicity for the same reason. Clarity requires quiet. Every reduction of excess is an act of reinforcement. Silence becomes the space where control renews itself. Detachment matures into composure. What begins as conscious restraint evolves into instinctive calm. The person no longer needs to remember to pause. Pause becomes their nature. The Stoic term for this state was tranquillitas, unshakable steadiness. The winner embodies it through repetition. Years of deliberate self-regulation create automatic serenity. Composure becomes the natural expression of practiced order. Detachment from ego is the most difficult form of control. The mind resists humility because it seeks identity and superiority. The Stoic crushed pride by constant reflection on mortality and limitation. Winners do the same. They remind themselves that achievement does not make them immune to error. This self-honesty prevents the arrogance that erodes structure. True confidence arises from awareness, not illusion. Control over desire completes the architecture of detachment. The Stoic warned that craving enslaves the soul. The winner neutralizes craving by channeling it into action. They replace wanting with doing. This substitution turns longing into motion. Once progress begins, the grip of desire weakens. The disciplined person learns satisfaction in process rather than outcome. Detachment enhances leadership. The calm leader radiates trust because they are immune to panic. Their presence communicates reliability. Followers sense steadiness in tone and timing. The Stoic principle of leading by example manifests here. Rule yourself first. Winners lead not by words, but by emotional control. Their steadiness becomes contagious, regulating chaos through composure. Control of attention, emotion, and desire creates freedom. The Stoics' ultimate aim. The detached individual is free not because they possess everything, but because nothing possesses them. They can engage with intensity and withdraw with peace. They move through triumph and disaster with the same posture. This constancy is power. The winner's mind remains centered while the world shifts around it. Detachment is sustained through gratitude. Appreciation removes the hunger that fuels attachment. The Stoic practiced gratitude as recognition of sufficiency, having enough even amid loss. Winners express the same state silently. Gratitude grounds ambition in contentment. It keeps control from becoming coldness. Through gratitude, detachment becomes humane rather than mechanical. Control extends beyond emotion to time itself. The detached person wastes none. They live with deliberate rhythm. The Stoic maxim to act as though today were the last day sharpens focus. Winners apply this perspective to every hour. Urgency without panic, effort without haste. This is temporal control. Each action becomes complete, each day self-contained. Detachment prepares the mind for solitude. In silence, attachment to external validation dissolves. The Stoic embraced solitude as purification. Winners follow this path intentionally. Solitude is where control becomes intimacy with self, where purpose, peace, and clarity converge. Without it, attachment regrows. The disciplined person retreats regularly to maintain internal alignment. At its peak, detachment transforms into serenity. This serenity is not passive, it is armed peace. The Stoic warrior's calm gaze reflected readiness, not resignation. Winners embody the same posture. Their stillness hides momentum, their peace hides power. They do not seek conflict, but they cannot be moved by it. Detachment becomes the shield through which strength remains constant. This is how winners think. Detached yet engaged, calm yet commanding, disciplined yet alive. Their control is not repression, but refinement. Every emotion, desire, and decision is filtered through structure. They live without dependence on luck or validation. Through detachment, they achieve the highest form of mastery, to participate fully in life without being owned by it. Solitude is not withdrawal, it is restoration. The Stoic retreated into silence, not to escape life, but to recalibrate within it. Winners live by this same discipline. They understand that power decays without isolation. The noise of the world fragments attention, scatters purpose, and weakens command. Solitude repairs that fragmentation. It restores hierarchy inside the mind, thought above impulse, structure above emotion, purpose above distraction. Silence reveals the architecture of the self. The person who fears being alone fears meeting their own ungoverned thoughts. Winners do not fill silence. They study it. They listen to the movements of their own reasoning until every assumption is tested. The Stoic used solitude as laboratory, a space to examine judgment without interference. The modern equivalent is withdrawal from digital chaos, from constant conversation, from performance. In solitude, the mind returns to signal without noise. Solitude is the forge where inner strength hardens. Discipline built in public becomes visible strength. Discipline built in silence becomes invisible endurance. The Stoic sought to unify both. The winner trains when unseen, plans when unacknowledged, and reflects when the world sleeps. Their preparation is private because truth grows in quiet conditions. Public validation weakens resolve, private labor refines it. Strength begins with stillness. A restless mind cannot generate depth. The Stoic valued tranquility as the soil of clarity. The winner protects this state deliberately. They schedule silence as others schedule meetings. The absence of noise is not emptiness. It is order. In that order, the mind recovers efficiency lost to external input. Each moment of solitude becomes energy reclaimed. The solitude of the disciplined is not loneliness. Loneliness is absence without purpose. Solitude is presence with intent. The Stoic embraced solitude as conversation with the self. Winners transform it into a meeting of command. They review systems, refine standards, and sharpen principles. In this space, emotion cools, direction returns, and judgment strengthens. Solitude becomes tactical maintenance. Inner strength does not emerge from comfort. It grows from confrontation with the self. The Stoic understood that isolation strips illusion. Without external affirmation, the person must face their true capacity. Winners do not fear that exposure. They seek it. They enter solitude to remove false identities. What remains after the noise fades is authenticity, not declared, but revealed. Silence amplifies awareness. In constant conversation, subtle truths vanish. Solitude magnifies them. The Stoic used silence to study the patterns of mind. What provokes anger? What triggers desire? What distracts focus? Winners continue this practice. They document thoughts, track reactions, and refine responses. Solitude turns life into a laboratory of character. Strength and solitude intertwine through repetition. Each return to stillness reinforces command. The mind begins to associate quiet with control. Over time, solitude ceases to feel like retreat and becomes foundation. The Stoic philosopher Seneca wrote that withdrawal restores the mind to itself. Winners interpret this as calibration, the restoration of clarity before re-engagement with the external. The modern world attacks solitude. Constant stimulation blurs the boundary between attention and exhaustion. Winners defend that boundary ruthlessly. They remove excess communication, limit exposure, and prioritize depth. Their focus deepens where others dissipate. Solitude is their fortress, not against people, but against delusion. In solitude, the hierarchy of priorities returns. When disconnected from noise, the mind remembers what matters. The Stoics separated necessity from indulgence through this process. Winners rediscover proportion in silence. They realize how little they need to perform at the highest level. Strength grows not from accumulation, but from subtraction. Every unnecessary dependency removed increases resilience. Solitude transforms reflection into power. Reflection without solitude becomes scattered commentary. Reflection within solitude becomes system design. The Stoic reviewed each day as a lesson. The winner reviews each season as strategy. They treat solitude as a meeting with their future self, a time to forecast, refine, and rebuild. Through this process, vision becomes structure. The disciplined individual's solitude is not dramatic. It is quiet, regular, almost invisible. It exists between work and recovery, between performance and planning. The Stoic called it withdrawal into reason. Winners build rituals around it. Morning silence before decision, nightly review before rest. These patterns keep them aligned amid chaos. Strength drawn from solitude is self-reinforcing. Once the mind tastes order, it rejects noise instinctively. The Stoic experienced this as detachment from trivial pursuits. The winner feels it as narrowing focus. Energy once wasted on opinions and comparisons is redirected into precision. Solitude becomes not a pause, but propulsion. Inner strength matures through restraint. In solitude, the individual learns to act without the need to announce. The Stoic valued quiet deeds, actions performed for virtue, not recognition. Winners emulate this ethic. They do the work privately and let outcomes speak publicly. The more they achieve, the quieter they become. Power amplifies in silence. Solitude clarifies motives. When surrounded by influence, motives blur. The Stoic sought solitude to examine intention, whether action was guided by virtue or vanity. Winners follow the same path. They strip ambition of ego until only purpose remains. This purification transforms drive into service, ambition into mastery. Their pursuit becomes clean of corruption. Inner strength is the ability to remain aligned while isolated. The Stoics' test of character was how one behaved when unseen. Winners internalize this rule. In solitude, discipline is tested without witness. The mind either governs itself or decays into indulgence. Those who maintain order alone emerge with authentic strength, strength that requires no audience to exist. The solitude of the strong produces composure. The Stoic taught that peace is not the absence of struggle, but control within it. Winners embody this composure when they re-enter the world. Their stillness under pressure is the residue of silence practiced daily. They have rehearsed calm in solitude until it becomes reflex in chaos. Isolation renews creative power. The Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius wrote that the mind, withdrawn into itself, finds its own strength. In stillness, new patterns emerge. Winners use solitude to think beyond imitation. They build systems no one else sees because they think where others only react. Solitude transforms imitation into innovation. Inner strength requires solitude to prevent dilution by constant validation. The approval-driven mind erodes under dependence. The Stoic warned that applause enslaves. Winners insulate themselves from this danger. They detach from external praise to maintain internal autonomy. Their sense of worth remains untouched by noise. This detachment strengthens focus, ensuring direction remains pure. solitude disciplines emotion. In quiet, there is no one to project on, no stage for reaction. The Stoic examined emotion to understand its origin. Winners do the same. They dissect fear, anger, and desire until only cause remains. Awareness dissolves volatility. Emotional neutrality becomes a practiced state. The result is balance that cannot be stolen by chaos. The individual who cannot endure solitude cannot lead. Leadership requires decisiveness, unpolluted by crowd influence. The Stoic understood this. The wise person must stand alone in thought. Winners translate this into leadership by example. Their solitude produces clarity that commands respect. When they speak, words carry gravity because they originate from reflection, not reaction. Solitude also preserves integrity. Constant exposure invites compromise. The Stoic avoided crowds not out of arrogance, but protection of principle. Winners apply this by controlling association. They choose environments that reflect their standards. Time spent in solitude is time spent preserving self-respect. Compromise cannot breed in silence. Strength born in solitude does not seek dominance, it seeks mastery. The Stoic ideal was self-command, power inward before outward. Winners pursue the same. Their achievements are extensions of inner order. When they act, the motion is clean, devoid of confusion. Solitude is the chamber where that alignment forms. Solitude resets pace. In a world addicted to urgency, winners slow deliberately. The Stoic maximized clarity by decelerating thought. Quick reactions lead to shallow reasoning. In silence, tempo adjusts. Time expands. Decision becomes deliberate. Every action after solitude carries weight. This deliberate rhythm differentiates mastery from haste. The strength developed in solitude cannot be borrowed. It must be built. The Stoics' counsel against dependency applies here. No teacher, no mentor, no companion can supply internal order. Winners accept this autonomy completely. They train alone to become self-sufficient. Their discipline is not conditional on support. Independence becomes the ultimate advantage. Solitude strengthens gratitude. The absence of distraction makes essentials visible. The Stoic practiced gratitude as recognition of stability amid loss. Winners replicate this by acknowledging sufficiency in simplicity. This gratitude reinforces calm. It transforms ambition into appreciation and ambition into equilibrium. The stronger they become, the less they require. Inner strength matures when solitude evolves into serenity. Serenity is the state where stillness meets purpose. The Stoic called it harmony with reason. Winners live this harmony through consistent alignment between action and principle. Their calm is not passive, it is decisive. They move with awareness, unaffected by chaos. Through solitude, the disciplined person learns proportion, what to pursue, what to release, what to endure. The Stoic treated adversity as opportunity. The winner transforms it into clarity. Solitude reveals which struggles deserve energy and which dissolve through indifference. This discernment conserves power. The mind becomes a precision instrument. Solitude also transforms ambition into legacy. The person who has faced themselves fully no longer seeks comparison. The Stoic aimed for virtue, not fame. Winners aim for impact, not applause. Their quiet persistence builds permanence. The power they cultivate in solitude shapes the world long after they leave it. Inner strength is sustained by rhythm, cycles of engagement and withdrawal. The Stoic alternated between public duty and private reflection. Winners mirror this cadence. They act, retreat, refine, and act again. Each withdrawal strengthens the next return. This balance prevents burnout and extends dominance. The solitude of the strong ends not in isolation, but in integration. When the disciplined mind returns to the world, it carries stillness within. The Stoic emerged from reflection, ready for service. Winners do the same. They lead with patience, decide with clarity, and act with calm intensity. Their presence alters the emotional temperature of any environment. Silence becomes their unseen command. Inner strength and solitude complete the architecture of control. Clarity of mind, precision of focus, and steadiness of emotion converge here. The Stoic called it invincibility, not immunity from harm, but mastery of response. The winner reaches the same state. Their solitude builds a fortress that cannot be breached because it exists within. From that fortress, they act with quiet certainty. The person who governs themselves in silence governs the world through composure. The Stoic lived by that creed. The winner proves it daily. In solitude, they become whole, the architect, the commander, and the instrument of discipline. This is how winners think, unshaken in silence, relentless in motion, eternal in principle. Solitude is not their escape from life, it is their dominion over it.